In London stands a famous pile, and near that pile an alley, where merry crowds for riches toil, and wisdom stoops to folly. Here sad and joyful, high and low, court fortune for her graces, and as she smiles or frowns, they show their gestures and grimaces. Here stars and garters do appear among our lords, the rabble, to buy and sell, to see and hear the Jews in gentle squabble. Here crafty courtiers are too wise for those who trust to fortune. They see the cheat with clearer eyes who peep behind the curtain. Our greatest ladies hither come and ply in chariots daily, oft pawn their jewels for a sum to venture in the alley. Young harlots too from Drury Lane approach the change in coaches to fool away the gold they gain by their obscene debauches. Long heads may thrive by sober rules because they think and drink not, but headlongs are our thriving fools who only drink and think not. The lucky rogues like spaniel dogs leap into salt sea water, and there they fish for golden frogs, not caring what comes otter. 'Tis said that alchemists of old could turn a brazen kettle or leaden cistern into gold, that noble tempting metal. But if it here may be allowed to bring in great and small things, our cunning South Sea like a god turns nothing into all things. What need have we of Indian wealth or commerce with our neighbors? Our constitution is in health, and riches crown our labors. Our South Sea ships have golden shrouds, they bring us wealth is granted, but lodge their treasure in the clouds to hide it till it's wanted. Oh, Britain, bless thy present state, thou only happy nation, so oddly rich, so madly great, since bubbles came in fashion. Successful rakes exert their pride and count their airy millions, whilst homey drabs and coaches ride brought up to town on pillions. Few men who follow reason's rules grow fat with South Sea diet. Young rattles and unthinking fools are those that flourish by it. Old musty jades and pushing blades who've least consideration grow rich apace, whilst wiser heads are struck with admiration. A race of men who t'other day lay crushed beneath disasters are now by stock brought into play and made our lords and masters. But should our South Sea babble fall, what numbers would be frowning? The losers then must ease their gall by hanging or by drowning. 500 millions notes and bonds our stocks are worth in value, but neither lie in goods or lands or money, let me tell ye. Yet though our foreign trade is lost, of mighty wealth we vapor, when all the riches that we boast consist in scraps of paper.